Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey guys, it's Kathy. So here I am, back again. I like hanging out with you guys on the daily, and we decided that to celebrate next week, I'm doing a live workshop. So to sort of kick that off, every day this week, we're going to be bringing you a little mini-sode, a little mini-episode to whet your appetite and get you in the habit of spending more time with me, and hopefully you will sign up for this free workshop I will be doing live next week. It's called Most Abundant Year, and we are going to be really looking at how do we change the channel so that we can truly be living the abundant life that is there for us already? How do we receive it? How do we allow it in? How do we come to understand our conscious mind, our subconscious mind, and how do we actually utilize the incredible gift, which is called our conscious mind, to create, which is what it was made to do? Most of the time, 96% of the time, we are hardwired to be sort of programmed, and we're living our life according to the subconscious, and then we are kind of stuck in this loop. And so if we want to get different results, if we want to be able to really intentionally create a life that feels so exhilarating and that really allows us to live that dream, then there are ways that we really can be the conductor of the symphony. So come and join me next week. I'll be with you live for a few days in a row. You can grab your seat for this free workshop at kathyheller.com/abundance. And this week, like I said, to just sort of celebrate that we're about to spend more time together, we're going to spend more time together. So today I'm going to share with you a little clip of a coaching call I was doing. And the topic is how to bring yourself back to feeling good. And how can you have that sense of freedom and ease? And how can you align with a sense of total abundance? This is pretty powerful. I hope you get a lot out of it. So check out this snippet.
When you are in ego, when you are in fight or flight, when you're in shame, when you're in doubt, when you're in the questioning, constantly analyzing, you are the mind. You're identifying with all your stories are the biological feelings you feel. You can't grab any awarenesses anyway. You're not there. You're not who you really are. You're not in the state of expansion. Let's go. We got this. I'm doing this. I love this. I'm here for it, right? And then you move the energy, you come back to being who you are, which is energy, which is life itself, which is what you actually are, your life force, right? The Christmas tree lights turn on, you start to feel feelings, right? You start to feel outside of the part of you that's identifying with a narrative of who you are and who you were and where you are and where you're not. And you go back into the place where you are nobody, no story, nowhere. No space and no time. You start to feel something move through you. And that's literally what music does, because you just tune to the vibration of sound, right? And now they know that sound healing literally works. They bring it into hospitals because we start to tune to different notes, and different notes meet us. Literally, they start to resonate with the vibration of our own vibration, right? This is why meditation is so important. This is why having a practice that moves your energy is so important that it's 99% to me more important than what you actually do. Because if you felt the way you just felt, whether you feel open-hearted, whether you feel excited, whether you feel something moving you, passion, anger, whatever that is, whatever movement is coming through, and you now take that into the world, the imprint you're going to leave, right? The way in which you're going to have an idea, you're not going to get the answer to figuring it out from being in this place of figuring it out. You're going to get it from moving into energy. Energy makes matter. Matter never made another piece of matter in its life, right? Energy creates things, water, fire, right? What creates worlds, right? What creates life itself? The energy, right? You move things together, you make a fire. You don't do it from a rock. You know, you got to put energy in it. Energy makes matter. You need the energy. You got to tap in somehow. You've got to remember. You've got to remember this. You have to memorize what I'm saying and memorize how it feels. Even if you can only shift 1 degree different, even if you're like, Kath, we danced, it didn't feel that different. Even if it was 1 degree different, you have to commit to memory and say, myself with a small s is going to be so uncomfortable moving energy. It's going to want to tell me that I'm good, I'm fine. I just need to scroll my phone a little bit, do my to-do list. And by noon, you've lulled your brain to sleep and you're not available anymore for what it's called, the expansive mystical life that you actually wanted, what you really came for. You're just not going to get it, because you're going to be in the predictable. And then from there, you're going to have conversations with people and you're going to go, well, from this place, maybe I could talk to this other person's ego and together we could try to create something. That's why you're going to need a funnel that's going to need to play 500,000 times a day, because maybe the conversion rate is 0.00001% of how much matter you have to create in order to make a spark. But if you move into energy, it's going to come. Today on the podcast, Andy Grammer is on the podcast. I highly recommend you listen to it. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love his music, but more than his music, I love him. And he talks about going to perform on the streets, right? Third Street Promenade. If you guys know LA, he performed on the street like a lot of street musicians do. And he sang songs and no one stopped. And he sang more songs and no one stopped. And he did this 8 hours a day for 4 freaking years. And one day, and he tells the story, he looks up at the sky and he says, all right, you might want to show up because I'm not moving. So if all you want me to do is play songs to people who are on their way into the gap, then I guess I'm going to play songs while people walk into the gap to get a pair of jeans. But I'm not moving. I'm here. I'm doing this. I'm all in. This is it. And that night he went home and he had this little tiny thought, huh? And he wrote a song called Keep Your Head Up. Because you got to keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your hair down. You guys know that. Hey. Anyways, so he wrote that song and he performed it the next day and he performed it the next day. And about 10 days after performing the song, this guy walking by was like, that song is so good. And that song got on the radio and he got other songs and he's doing the thing now, right? He's doing all the things. And he's like, my mom passed away. And I like how he used the word super. And he goes, and I super talk to her all the time in the studio and I super bring her into my process. And does it make him, does being rich and kind of famous make him fulfilled? Absolutely not. Does it add to his life? It does, because he's showing up for his assignment. It does because he's turning all the lights on to the extent that he can. And then if you listen to the episode, you'll hear him talking about his meditation practice and the poetry he writes and how much he loves Liz Gilbert, because the deeper the person is, the more they really get that it doesn't matter what other people think of them from the outside. It doesn't do shit for them, right? It's their process. It's their finding wholeness. It's their finding well-being. So we are here because we came for that. That's what we want. Okay. And that's where we get to go, oh my gosh, this is actually so exciting. And what we're going to talk about now is so fun, because this is a vehicle for me to lay down the stories that I don't realize are suffocating me. I get to lay down the story about doing it right. I get to lay down the story about what Amy, Molly, Kathy, Alex, you know, what Colleen, what I do and what I don't do, what's possible and what's not. It's like, I get to lay all that down. I get to be freaking messy. And maybe by being messy, I get to go, of course, I don't know what I want to do, because knowing is on the other side of letting myself try something. And I don't let myself try anything because then other people will say, well, what are you trying unless you know for sure? And who are you to try that? You're not really that good at hand lettering. My friend Amy Tangerine was doodling. And a friend of hers was like, so you're doodling, but you're going to keep making t-shirts, right? Because you embroider t-shirts. And she was like, yeah, I know, I'm not that great at this, but I feel like I should just like put it up on Instagram. And she did. And Dunkin' Donuts reached out to her and said, we love what you wrote and how you wrote it. And can we do a collaboration with you? And she was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing and exciting because I didn't really think that anyone would actually see it. And now you want me to make something. And it turned into her being able to leave her fashion career that was exhausting her behind her. And she went into a whole world of just doodling, which she really didn't ever think, like, the story she told herself was not that she was actually good at drawing and writing words. She makes a whole living now out of drawing and writing words. So what your ego doesn't know, I'm not worried about. What your ego is not sure about, I'm not worried about it at all. I'm more curious about how you can surrender that big old 20,000 ton thing you're carrying around and play and get some data and see what it's like to go beyond what you've allowed yourself. Like, no, this is what I do. This is as far as I let myself be crazy. I would never post anything like that. What would it, it's like, maybe all of that gets to fall away and you go, it's not about those people, right? And it's not about all of these predictable things. I'm just going to surrender that. And what might come out of me if I was no longer the me that I keep pretending, that I keep playing this character, right? I don't know, maybe something really cool. Maybe there's 19 ideas on the other side that when you energetically change in a moment and you're ready to just play with that, you're going to go, ooh, why did I hear that as even an idea to do that thing? That sounds crazy. I guess I should try that.
Like I said, these are just mini episodes this week in between our two regular episodes. If you want to be with me live next week for an hour, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, live, go to kathyheller.com/abundance. It's going to be really, really cool. And we'll probably do a lot of different kinds of mindfulness practices, as well as like really laying out the fundamental principles of how you can rewire your subconscious mind so that you can have this incredible thing called your life, the life that you came here to live. All right. So I can't wait to see you guys next week live, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Go to kathyheller.com/abundance to sign up. Meanwhile, I'll be here every single day this week with some mini episodes and our regular full-length episodes Mondays and Thursdays.